Imagine being 12 years old, adored by teachers, and filled with boundless ambition, only to have your world violently upended overnight. This was Geely Jiang's reality when Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution swept through China in 1966. Born on Chinese New Year and named Lucky and Beautiful, Geely was the model student who proudly wore her red scarf as a young pioneer. Her dreams of becoming a dancer, doctor, or architect seemed entirely within reach, until a pivotal moment changed everything. When selected to audition for the prestigious Central Liberation Army Arts Academy, her father forbade her participation, revealing a devastating family secret. Their class status as descendants of a landlord would disqualify her regardless of talent. This rejection marked Geely's first encounter with the cruel reality that in revolutionary China, her identity would be defined not by her achievements, but by her class origin, something she had no control over. As she hid from classmates in shame, the once confident girl began questioning everything she believed about merit and fairness in a society she thought was building equality.
Destroy the four olds! This battle cry transformed Shanghai in summer 1966. 14-year-old Ji Li joined crowds watching traditional shop signs fall under axes. Revolutionary names quickly replaced old ones citywide. Ji Li's suggestion, Revolution Theater, replaced Peace Theater. This transformation energized young people eager to prove loyalty to Chairman Mao. Student inspectors began enforcing revolutionary standards, cutting open pants deemed too tight, and destroying bourgeois-pointed shoes in public humiliation rituals. When classes were suspended indefinitely, students had to write big character posters, Dazi Bao, criticizing teachers. Ji Li struggled, finding nothing truly negative to say. Others wrote bitter accusations, teachers supposedly promoting personal ambition with invisible knives more dangerous than real weapons. The fervor darkened when students were assigned to post Dazi Bao on bourgeois homes. Ji Li watched uncomfortably as classmates forced her stylish Aunt Shi Wen to paste accusations on her own door. Later, Ji Li herself became a target when a Dazi Bao questioned her relationship with a teacher, transforming ordinary kindness into suspected impropriety.
The Cultural Revolution's obsession with class background devastated Ji Li during her school's red successor election. Despite her academic excellence, her candidacy collapsed when classmate Du Hai revealed her grandfather was a landlord. Ji Li fled home in tears. That evening, her father explained her family history. Her grandfather had been a businessman and landlord, though most wealth was lost before her father's birth. He emphasized that regardless of her grandfather's status, it wasn't Geely's fault. This revelation transformed Geely's life overnight. Former friends now wearing red successor armbands condemned her bourgeois lifestyle and landlord ancestry. They quoted Chairman Mao about class thinking being determined by family background, insisting Ji Li needed remolding. Beyond social rejection, Ji Li lost her place at the elite Shi Yi Junior High School. Even her 10-year-old sister Ji Yun faced bullying, with classmates calling her a black whelp. This twisted logic, that revolutionary consciousness was inherited through blood rather than developed through education, contradicted the very Marxist principles the revolution claimed to uphold. As the Cultural Revolution intensified, homes lost their sanctity under political scrutiny. The search at Old Man Rong's house established a pattern, with Red Guards confiscating antiques and a mahogany four-poster bed with carved dragons, identical to Geely's family's. Their alley grew tense with increased searches, as neighbors avoided conversation and everyone lived in anxiety. The Jiangs were forced to adapt. Song Popo, their housekeeper, was dismissed to avoid accusations of exploiting working people. Geely took over marketing and cooking. Dad dyed Grandma's beautiful red dowry trunks black to avoid four olds classification. while Mom and Grandma converted ancestral silk gowns into comforter covers rather than risk accusations of bourgeois wealth. The worst violation came when Six Fingers led Red Guards in ransacking their apartment, confiscating Geely's stamp album as xenophile evidence. Finding her sanitary belt exposed, Geely felt deeply violated. Watching flames consume family photographs showing signs of wealth, Geely dreamed their house was on fire, a fitting metaphor for their destroyed domestic peace. The Cultural Revolution's most insidious achievement was turning ordinary people against each other. Geely witnessed Old Chan being forced to kneel on a wooden washboard under the sun for refusing to lend his bicycle to Red Guards. When his wife brought water, a Red Guard kicked it away. Watching from her balcony, Geely felt sick, yet reminded herself not to sympathize with someone opposing the revolution. The cruelty spread quickly. An Yi's grandmother committed suicide after relentless persecution. Du Hai's mother, once a powerful party committee secretary, faced public humiliation. Xiao Cheng's father was paraded through streets wearing a dunce cap, while Ming Ming's father allegedly hanged himself in custody. Six Fingers, previously insignificant, became arrogant with his new power as chairman of the neighborhood dictatorship group, eagerly reporting on neighbors. This transformation destroyed China's social fabric. Neighbors who once shared meals now avoided eye contact, as basic kindness became politically dangerous, marking one as a sympathizer with class enemies. The Cultural Revolution struck Geely's family hardest when her father was detained on Chinese New Year's morning, her 14th birthday. Officials had pressured him to falsely confess to listening to foreign broadcasts. Geely spent her birthday alone, drawing happy birthday in the window frost as she wept. At the Children's Art Theater, the receptionist coldly refused her visit request, accepting only clothes while confiscating Grandma's chili sauce. The stern foreman allowed Geely a brief glimpse of her father carrying a concrete pipe before threatening her to make a clean break with her despicable parents. This threat evolved into an ultimatum when the Revolutionary Committee demanded she testify against her father, promising she could become an educable child if she rejected her black family. Her refusal to denounce him cost her dearly, but affirmed her choice of family loyalty over revolutionary status, a decision that defined her character beyond any political label. Despite the Cultural Revolution's destructive force, moments of kindness illuminated the darkness. When Geely confided in classmate Lin Lin about her father's detention, she found understanding. Later, when Geely forgot her precious red book, Lin Lin cleverly shared hers, saving Geely from punishment. Song Po Po demonstrated remarkable loyalty to the Jiang family. Though officially dismissed to avoid accusations of exploitation, she secretly continued helping, mopping stairs and bringing food despite personal risk. Teacher Zhang showed courage by selecting Geely for the class education exhibition, reminding her that while we cannot choose our families, she could chart her own path. When her family reached its lowest point, father detained, mother ill, grandmother forced to sweep streets, Geely contemplated desperate measures. Her mother's request to care for her siblings made Geely realize she had already chosen family loyalty when refusing to testify against her father. In a society designed to replace family bonds with political loyalty, Geely discovered that the invisible threads connecting her to her family proved stronger than revolutionary fervor. These bonds provided the foundation for healing after Mao's death.